Resume Writing presented by Student Development. Learn what it takes to write an effective resume to get an interview for the position you want. This presentation will focus on the importance of preparation, structuring your resume as a marketing tool to highlight your fit for a specific position, and how to write a cover letter. The purpose of a resume is to highlight relevant experiences and accomplishments that are marketed toward the specific position you are applying for. It is a personal summary of your professional history and qualifications. It includes information about your career goals, education, work experience, activities, honors, and any special skills you might have. When writing your resume, keep in mind that the employer will be asking, "What can this candidate offer me?" When employers review your resume, they are looking for your experience, skills, and education to match the position you're applying for, and it may only take them a few seconds to glance over your resume and decide if they do. A resume should say just enough to compel the employer to call you for an interview. Remember, it is important that you tailor your resume to the position you're applying for. Before writing your resume, take a personal inventory of your work and educational history, goals, accomplishments, activities, skills, and honors. Make a list of anything and everything you've done. Many of these experiences could relate to the present position you are seeking. After taking a personal inventory of yourself, it is important to research the position you're applying for. Doing preliminary research helps a writer tailor their resume to that position. Read through the job description to see what qualifications the employer is looking for, and see what qualifications you have. Take note of key words on the job description that relate to what you have done. Once you start writing your resume, you can highlight these points. There are various types of resumes, but a reverse chronological resume works best for college students and recent graduates. As you write your resume, remember that it is highly personalized, and it should best reflect you as a qualified candidate for the position. Begin with the heading of your resume. Make sure your contact information is up to date. Your name should be in bold and stand out in a slightly larger font than the rest of your information. Objective statements are not required, but in general it is a good idea to include one. The objective specifies your career goal or the position you're applying for. Defining a specific goal can help you tailor your resume to it, and it can help employers determine whether your experience matches up with the position the employer is trying to fill. Let's see if you know what it takes to write an effective objective. Please read and answer the following question. Which objective is best? A. A position allowing me to utilize my knowledge and expertise in different areas. B. A position where I gain experience working on biological problems. C. Entry-level auditor position in a public accounting firm. The correct response is C. Entry-level auditor position in a public accounting firm is specific and focused. The employer knows exactly what you're applying for. A is incorrect because it is too general. B is incorrect because it focuses on what you will gain from the job, not what the employer will gain from hiring you. Next is a summary of qualifications. Use the summary of qualifications section to emphasize accomplishments and skills you possess that aren't obvious from your past work experiences and are most relevant to the job requirements. If you have a few points that stand out and will grab the employer's attention, then having a summary of qualifications section would work best. See the following example of how this section can be written. There are three short points effectively summarizing qualifications tailored to a position as an auditor at an accounting firm. The individual also backs up her skills by demonstrating how she acquired them, which also emphasizes how they are transferable to the position she is seeking. For current college students and recent graduates, the next section on the resume is education because it is their strongest qualification for the job. List most recent and relevant education first. Bold the degree received or will be receiving and state the date of graduation. You do not have to include your GPA, but if it isn't included, employers may assume that it is lower than it really is. Also, list any relevant coursework that may be helpful to the position you are applying for, especially if you don't have much experience. This supports that you have the necessary knowledge and education related to the position. Lastly, leave out high school experience. Next, you will describe your experiences. As a starting point, go back to your personal inventory. This will be helpful when you write the experience section of your resume. Include positions you have held which are related in some way to the job you are seeking. Acknowledge that your experience counts, whether a paid or unpaid job, internship, student organization, or volunteer work. Think about transferable skills from all your different experiences. For example, your job as a treasurer of your club or organization developed a financial management skill that is transferable to business careers. Also, minimize irrelevant experiences and details that may not reflect strengths and skills required for the position you are applying for. When writing about your experiences, describe accomplishments, not just a long list of responsibilities. You want to back up your strengths and qualities from examples from your work experiences. It also helps to be specific by quantifying your experiences. For example, raised over $2,000 for club expenses and scholarships. Another example is, organized 10 activities for over 200 students. Also, use vocabulary and keywords from your chosen field whenever possible. You may even include keywords picked directly from the job description if they apply to you. When describing your experiences, avoid using personal pronouns such as I and me. Instead, use action verbs. They will get noticed more easily and will clearly communicate what your experiences or achievements are. Examples of action verbs are managed, developed, organized, and planned. Also, use these verbs to create phrases that paint a clear picture of what you did. Instead of saying planned activities, say planned arts and crafts activities for preschool-aged children. Or, instead of talk to customers, say provided quality customer service while promoting the sale of products. An extensive list of action verbs can be found in the Student Development Career Manual available in our office. Take a look at the example experience section for someone applying for an auditor position in a public accounting firm. The writer bolded her job position, utilized action verbs, noted keywords specific to the accounting field, and highlighted special accomplishments. After experience, you may include a separate section for honors and activities. You may customize this section for the specific position you are applying for by including activities and honors that will make your resume stronger. If you have special skills, you can use a skills section to stand out from other applicants. Include skills that make you unique, such as computer skills, foreign language skills, specialized training, and expertise of specialized programs. Avoid unnecessary information such as including the statement, references available upon request. An employer will usually contact you for more information. If the employer does request references, it is a good idea to compile a separate reference sheet that you can send out along with your resume. Choose professional references that know you and your work. Contact your references for permission to use them before including them on a reference list. After writing your resume, it is important that it is presentable and visually appealing to employers. Keep in mind they may have stacks of resumes to go through, and having a resume that is easiest to follow and is not jam-packed with text will most likely catch their eye. White space overall can improve the legibility of your resume. Also, you may want to think twice about using sample generic resume templates. You want to personalize your resume and make it your own. Finally, remember to proofread your resume and ask someone to proofread it as well. Take a look at an example of an effective, organized, well-written resume. To help you get started on your resume, try Optimal Resume, a helpful resume building tool offered by Student Development. The link to Optimal Resume is available on our website at www.csudh.edu/studdev. In addition to your resume, you should also send a cover letter. A cover letter is a summary of the reasons why you are the best candidate for the position. Its purpose is to make the employer want to read more about you in your resume and to get you an interview. A cover letter will introduce you as a candidate, clarify the position for which you are applying, enable you to highlight strengths, ask an employer to take action. When writing your cover letter, focus on what you offer the job as a qualified candidate and what strengths you will bring to the position. Customize your letter to match your resume in each position you are applying for. Additional tips to take note of are: design letters to be job-centered rather than self-centered. Always address it to a specific person, not to whom it may concern. And proofread and grammar check your letter. When you begin writing your cover letter, use a business letter format. The salutation should include the last name only of the recruiter. For example, this cover letter begins with "Dear Ms. Fields," followed by a colon. The first paragraph of the cover letter states the position you're applying for and how you learned about it. This may be through a job posting online, their website, or a job ad in the newspaper, for example. The next paragraph in a cover letter should state your qualifications for the position as they relate to the job description. You want to grab the employer's attention and highlight why you are the ideal candidate for the job. You want to close your cover letter with a statement about your interest and desire for an interview. Provide a phone number and email address where they can contact you, and don't forget to thank them for their consideration. Take advantage of all the valuable resources available at the Student Development Office to help you prepare a successful resume and cover letter to get the job you want. We can also assist you with the job search, interviewing skills, and much more. Good luck.